With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The municipality of Chatham-Kent has chosen a preferred site for some new transitional cabins to help address the local housing crisis. The issue is on Monday night's council agenda. The recommendation is to set up the cabins on a vacant municipally owned property in the area of 378 to 390 Park Street in Chatham. Staff say the site is close to several key services, including Outreach for Hunger, Rock Missions, Hope Haven, a bus stop, and two grocery stores. The plan is to have the transitional cabins replace the current homeless shelter in Chatham at Victoria Park Place. The site of the cabins would have 24/7 security to make sure the occupants have a safe and secure location. Chatham-Kent Police are holding an online safety presentation later this month. The info session will be held at the Thamesville branch of the library on Wednesday, April 17th. It's aimed at making parents aware and prepared so they know how they can better protect their kids from online threats like sexual predators and luring. Registration is not required, but you do need to be 12 and older to attend. Ontario's Superior Court has struck down parts of a law that was designed to deter activist disruptions in the agriculture sector. The Ag Gag Law faced criticism for its restrictions on protests and interactions on farms. The decision was praised by activists who argued that the law limited transparency and accountability in the industry. And if you're thinking of heading to opening day in Detroit, Transit Windsor has Tiger fans covered. The service has added tunnel bus runs to Comerica Park to accommodate baseball fans. It's $10 each way. If you're going to the game this afternoon, you can check out the link to the schedule at cknewstoday.ca. Speaking of the Detroit Tigers, they're no longer undefeated. They won the first game of their doubleheader against the Mets yesterday, 6-3 in 11 innings, but lost the second game 2-1 to New York. The Toronto Blue Jays were off yesterday. They open up a three-game weekend series against the Yankees in New York today. In the OHL playoffs, the London Knights beat Flint 3-2 to sweep their series. And in the NHL, the Winnipeg Jets clinched a playoff spot with a 5-2 win over Calgary that also eliminated the Flames from the playoff race. Montreal's playoff hopes were also dashed with a 7-4 loss to Tampa Bay. A mix of sun and cloud today with a chance of flurries or showers, a high of 6 Celsius. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers or flurries, low 0. Mainly sunny tomorrow and a high of 9. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.